Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yellow.
Hi there, Kenny.
It's wonderful to talk to you.
Oh, always. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Do I yell at you now about the Chinese food, or do I yell at you later about the Chinese food?
Well, I mean, if it's that big of a problem, go ahead and yell at me now.
I thought it was a little bit much. And I thought it was a little bit much, and I felt like something needed to be said. So yesterday, right after the podcast, which you can listen to that 92.3thefan.com, if this doesn't tickle your fancy, what we're talking about right now. You can listen to the podcast, and there's a lot of good stuff about whether or not we'd accept payment in forms of stock instead of actual money if we were renting out a home. That's what we got into yesterday. Yeah, there we go.
Well, it got us talking about startups.
Brooks Koepka got in. Yeah. I mean, it was a big deal. So anyway, after it, so Tuesdays are kind of a long day for me. If I got other things I got to do, I end up staying up here until I get home about 7. So Tuesdays can end up being a long day. So I have a hankering for some Chinese food. And I said, Lima, give me a suggestion for Chinese. And I'm not going to say the name of the place because I don't want to put the mouth on them or anything like that.
Yeah, I sent Ken to...
Don't say it.
I sent Ken to what a lot of people, if you talk to a lot of people with a hankering for Chinese like you, and people that have been to some of the better Chinese restaurants in Cleveland, they would rate the one I sent you to, a lot of people would rate it as the best.
Okay. Well, I got a combo. Get the General So's. You know, you get the General So's.
Okay.
You get the fried rice. You get the egg roll, right? You don't want to have too much more than
that. Traditional order, yeah.
Yeah, you'll get salt. You'll have the salt in you, and then you got a big problem there. You know, you got to fit into a jacket later. So I order that, and he tells me 10 minutes. And then he says, what was it, $15.90? And I went, whoa. So I was out of there for about $18. And I'm like, man, $15.90 for a combo of General So's?
At lunchtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there going, should Lime have told me about this? $15.90 is an eye-opening amount for a General So's combo. Is it not? Am I wrong about this?
Did you get extra fortune cookies?
No,
or something?
I didn't even get a fortune cookie. I don't even like fortune cookies. I don't like fortune cookies. They don't even give you a fortune anymore.
I had one that gave me...
The sun rises in the east. Yeah, that's not a fortune. That's just telling me what happens.
I had a fortune cookie a few weeks ago that gave me a QR code.
What, for a fortune?
I have no idea. I don't know if it was a deal, a coupon, a buy one, get one. I have no idea. I did not scan it. But that's what they gave me.
That's an advertising cookie.
Yeah, they skipped out. They didn't even give me a fortune.
Should Lima have warned? Did you know the prices for this food? First off, does $15.90 sound a little exorbitant for lunchtime General So's?
Yeah, that does sound a little high.
Okay, thank you.
I think a lot of restaurants have. I think it's every restaurant has probably had to go up probably $2 to $3.
But there was
even $4.
There was another place about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. I got in and out. It was about $9.97.
Okay.
Did you spend
under 10?
Because you know these menus, depending on where you're at, sometimes they have the dinner portion, the lunch portion, the combo portion. You know, there's different sizes and prices
for
each of those.
Give me the combo. They gave me the combo. My voice didn't sound fat on the phone.
I don't know.
It was all ready for me by the time I got there, so it wasn't like they went, oh, he's huge. I got to put more in there, and then we got to charge him the dinner.
Did you get there on time?
Yeah.
Was it every minute that you were late? They kept adding scoops.
What if they did, and they were going to charge me more? Boy, that'd be great. I mean, if I'm getting what I pay, fine. And I'm like, man, $15.90? Plus, you got to give them a little something. So I threw like.
Yeah. Yeah, you're out 20. I'll tell you, lunch in general. I mean, I go to one place for a very healthy salad for lunch that is a big salad. And by the time I give them a tip or whatever, I'm like, oh, man, my lunch salad cost me $15-16. I just think it's the cost of food at better places right now, at the nicer places. Like, we used to have a Chinese restaurant downstairs here, and it was $2.99, and they filled you up two plates.
Well, if you went at the right time, he was just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So you'd get something for now, and it was basically...
If you went at 3:30, you got all the food.
It was like the senior special where you order, like, you basically order two things, and then you could take another one of them home, and then you'd probably eat, like, half of the first entree, so then you'd have, like, one and a half left. That's what elderly people do. That's what you do for
the elderly. Yeah, now, on the scale of 1 to 10, that place was, like, a 3, while the place I sent you to is, by most accounts, 8, 9, or 10.
I will say it was good. The sauce was better than... It was a little spicier, but it was a better sauce, a General Tso's sauce, than any of the other sauces I think I've had in downtown Cleveland. I'll give you that.
I just want to know where people are going.
Is it worth $10 more, though?
Well, I just wonder where people are going at all for lunch, because even the fast food places, you can't get in. If you get a drink, you can't get fast food for under $11, $12 now for any kind of a meal. And my God, the stuff you order, Ken, your stuff, what are your taco orders?
Oh, I'm not telling you a Taco Bell order. It's the Cadillac of Taco Bell orders. We're into quesadillas. We're into the high dollar burritos there. I mean, Liz and I eat lavishly when we go to Taco Bell.
And
not just the taco.
I guess, hey, you could.
Thank you very much.
You could be at home and you could prep your meals for the week. I don't think you'd enjoy that. And not to mention food at home. Going to the grocery store right now is not cheap. So I don't know where the savings are coming from.
Everything sucks.
I mean, what are you going to bring a Lean Cuisine with you?
I
don't think that's going to get the job done.
Come on, I haven't eaten Lean Cuisine in, well, ever. I don't think I've ever eaten Lean Cuisine, except when I was really hungry or drunk, and I would come home and my mom would have those Lean Cuisines in the freezer, and I went, well, I'm eating this, Swedish meatballs. Kenny's going to eat them.
All right, I think I see where I've got the menu up.
Well, go ahead.
There's a lunch portion and a dinner portion.
Did they give me the dinner?
Oh, you got dinner.
That was dinner? I hate to see what the lunch portion was. What's the lunch? How much is the lunch?
$11.95.
Holy jeez. That's still exorbitant.
Oh, most chicken lunches are $10.95. That one goes up to $11.95.
Well,
but I want to know where people are getting lunches. You guys said $11.99 is high for lunch. I want to know where you're going to lunch, because I don't know how you're getting around it.
Well, I mean, yeah, dollar menus now are not even a dollar anymore.
$2.89. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, some of them, like the value, it's like $2.50's value. Huh. In my day, they were different. Let's see.
I was packing on this fat. I was doing it for cheap.
The place I usually go, $9.95. General Tso's, $9.95. Boom. Place I usually go.
Mm-hmm. That's in the suburbs, though, right?
No, this is downtown. This is downtown Cleveland. There's several Chinese restaurants in the greater Cleveland area. And I don't want to put the mouth on them. They seem very nice. So it's just, I go, gosh, I think Lima should have given me a warning. I should have had some sort of a warning.
Well,
here.
How much is it on you to go look it up, to see it? He gave you the recommendation.
Is it really on me to go look up the recommendation?
Well, the menus are there. I mean, I normally, when people ask me about restaurants for dinner, the first question I ask is, how much are you trying to spend? What kind of food are you looking for? Then I'll ask, well, how much are you trying to spend? Because now anytime you look up anything on Google, it gives you
the amount of
dollar signs.
So like in D.C., we knew when we were looking up restaurants and we cross-referenced them with their version of Scene Magazine and Thrillist and whatever. Whatever the sites are that actually write about culinary delights in the different areas.
Yeah.
Like, if we're traveling, we're not going to go somewhere with just $2 signs. Probably not going to go with three, unless everyone's telling us that.
Wow.
So now it's between four and five, and some of the fives in D.C., we're like, we can't. But, you know, that's what we've saved money for, are the trips.
That's a fair point.
But the $5 signs, okay, let me see just how much it is, $5 signs. And there was one place we decided we could not go to because... all of a sudden, pasta's $55. Like,
pasta is $55.
Excuse me.
It was a five star restaurant. It was a Michelin restaurant. All that stuff. It was one of the chefs that you see on national television.
Just because the guy has a Michelin sticker doesn't mean he can charge me $55 for a Barilla.
Oh, not
he
only
was watching the food.
Not way. Only does he charge it, the place you can't get a reservation. Like it's one of the hardest places to get into D.C. So
did you let them know you're from the home of Mario Biardi? You don't need to be paying that?
I know. I should have given him my background.
Conscionable. $55 mm-hmm. for pasta?
Yep.
Thomas in Cleveland, hello.
$55 for pasta.
Wow. We got a place for Cleveland not far from here on the east side that is really, really ridiculous.
Yesterday for lunch, I got General Tso's. So this is good timing. And the menu for their L29... their General Tso's said $6.50. And when they charged me $6.75 without it being changed on the menu, I considered complaining and then realized that it was only $6.75. So I'm maybe not shooting for the 8, 9, 10 scale, mm-hmm. maybe on the 5 to 7 scale, but I'd rather pay.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the nearly $15 that you saved that I didn't?
Probably put up the gas tank. Have a good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Thomas. See, that's not, it's not even fun.
I have wondered.
It's not even fun. Like, I'll buy a 12-pack of beer. Nope, I got to put it in the gas tank.
No, I mean, every
great. Things are going well right
every
now.
Every step of the way, awesome. I think depending on where you are in life, every step of the way, I remember when I was in college at Ohio State, we lived right behind a Wendy's, directly behind a Wendy's, and they had the double stacks for about $1.29. I'd get two of those.
Yeah.
I'd get the small fry. I'd get the free drink that I would go and fill up and put either lemonade or
did you do the
Pepsi,
water and put
Coke,
pop
whatever.
In there?
Yeah, everybody wow. did back then. Now, of course, they've made it tougher.
They'll watch you like a hawk
they've
now,
made it. They have cameras. They have your name in a database. It's very tough to get away with such things. But that was in college. And then when I was in Parkersburg.
You have a better chance hugging Chris Paul's family members than actually getting away with getting pop instead of
yeah,
water.
I felt like then, you know, my first job was making nothing. Parkersburg, West Virginia. It was variations of tuna out of a can every day. It was just what variation. Was it going to be the tuna helper? Was it going to be the tuna mac and cheese? Was it going to be just straight tuna? Like the finances are such where it could be tuna melt. And then there'd be no bread sometimes. Like, God. You just made it work. And it depends what stage you are in life, I think.
I'd rather cut up peanut butter sandwiches in different ways.
The tuna thing, the tuna mac and cheese makes me sick. You still make me sick with that combination. Hello, Mickey. Mickey and Kent.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was in the restaurant business in Youngstown. I believe your in-laws were customers of mine.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, boy, huh? You have...
Hey, easy now. Hold on. Go ahead, Mickey.
You have two restaurants in Cleveland that have $60 pastas on their menu. And they're both wonderful. Worthwhile. And that's $60 a la carte. You get some breadsticks and butter and your pasta for $60.
I mean, you say they're wonderful. If I saw that on a menu, I just can't get it for myself.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I just can't bring myself to
do it. But at the highest level, to really treat yourself, well, take your wife to Giovanni's.
Tone?
I was there last week for lunch.
Oh, my goodness gracious. See how this works? Hey, Mickey, what's the place in Youngstown?
Oh, the Boatyard. On Belmont Avenue.
Okay, I'll ask him about it, okay?
Oh, yeah, that was Jimmy Buffett night. That was a big... I have 1,500 people through the door on Wednesday night.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy
oh, my goodness.
He's turning those tables over.
Yeah, but that only worked for 10 years. What the hell? I went broke.
No, what does he know?
My God.
That's how you can eat $60 pasta.
That's a good point. Mickey, thank you
and
for
I
the
bet
call.
Something
okay,
tells me.
Buddy. Bye-bye.
Something tells me, Mickey, they were only taking cash there.
I mean, come on now. You have to fit in every Youngstown thing there? Do you have to do that?
I know some place in Cleveland, cash only still. 2022, lots of cash.
Coming up next, are you doing which are you doing the Francisco Lindor thing about last night? What are you doing?
Whatever you want to do.
Francisco Lindor is struggling mightily. That's coming up next at about last night, 7:45 also. You want to get to where you're going or where you want to go, damn right you could be mad about last night. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, sometimes we love the extra inning format. Sometimes we don't. It all depends on the game. When you win, you're like, yeah, all right, got it done. Easily won, game over. Drive home safely. Yesterday, not so much, as they came from behind against the Reds to force extra innings. In fact, there were some heroics there. Once again, how about Owen Miller tying things up in the bottom of the ninth?
It was awesome.
As the Reds blew the save opportunity, and then you went to extra innings and in the 10th, and it was ugly. Now, Owen's got a beef, but before we get to that, unfortunately, the walks did the Indians in and did Sandlin in. They walked three straight. So the go-ahead run came aboard, and then unfortunately in the bottom of the 10th, some not-so-great at-bats, but also, Owen, you think the Guardians got a little screwed yesterday?
I think they got jobbed a little bit. So it's bottom of the 10th, you got the ghost runner on, Palacios is on second, right? Yeah. Pass ball, he's rounding third, he's going anyway, right? And he's already around third, and the ball careens off the backstop and into the first base dugout, into the Reds dugout. Everybody's cheering. They send him home, right? I thought it was once you had secured a bag, you move forward when the ball goes out of play.
Yes.
Well, they sent him back to third. They said that, no, it's once the ball leaves the pitcher's hand.
Right,
so it took a minute for it to get there. I mean, they put him on third. They end up walking the bases loaded, and then Jose struck out.
I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned. You just expect at this point, Jose, and he's earned this optimism. You just expect him to come through, and he looked a little befuddled. Just maybe not a good at bat, which happens.
Well, a couple inside pitches. He turned on one. It went foul.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the one he did, the one he got a piece of, ends up going foul. Now, acting manager, Carl Willis, because Tito's still not ready yet to manage. He, I guess, thought about questioning the ruling at home plate, but I apparently determined the crew got the call right.
Well, if it goes out of play from the infield, it's one bag. But if you're already at third,
I always thought this was such an arbitrary ruling in baseball in general.
Yeah,
and as a kid, just you're learning the rules of baseball. I never understood why does this run count? Why doesn't this run count on any of those balls that go to the backstop? Of course, in Little League, you have all sorts of impediments back there.
Right.
There seems to be, I know you go over the ground rules before the game, which I'd love that to be mic'd up. I've always said that should be mic'd up. That should be a
Little
big
League,
part of the experience.
You play on the fields where there are no fences on the side sometimes.
That's awesome. That's true. Just
if you overthrow first, 14 bases. Right. You can have them all.
When I umpired, the Little League ground rules were always the most fun. I got up to high school. That was fun.
Yeah.
But that took all the fun out of the ground rules because there was usually fences and more infrastructure.
I
thought, as much as I criticize baseball for a ton of stuff all the time, sometimes almost needlessly, I loved when I was younger the fact that baseball, all the venues were different, that all the foul territory was different in every park, and it mattered.
The polo grounds.
Yeah,
all the
that's
time.
The allure of the game. Pesky's pole, and
felt like in Oakland, the foul territory just kept going,
right,
and going,
going
and
going.
Going.
Part of the fun of it.
Yeah. So unfortunately, they wasted the opportunity that they had created. Boy, Miller, how good is he? I mean, this is
fabulous.
You're starting to wonder because the batting averages are starting to look normal now. You get to a certain point here after mid-May, late May, where it's like, all right, guys aren't hitting 480.
Mm-hmm.
And let's the slash line for the Guardians offense is still really, really impressive. It's one of the best in the American League overall. But, you know, Miller, another 2 RBI yesterday with the home run and batting 296.
I mean, right there in the thick of everything, you got 2, 3, and 4. Guys batting 270, 281, 296. I mean, that's very, very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Palacios has been very strong out of the gate. So, unfortunately, they lost. Remember, they swept the Reds to start the season very early on. So, is this it? Is this the last game against the Reds?
Yeah,
is this for the Cup?
So. I think they've already secured it.
Correct.
Because
the worst they can do is split.
Yeah, there you go.
6-10, Cal Quantrill will be on the mound later today. Meanwhile, Josina Anderson was on the Afternoon Drive show yesterday, just dropping nuggets, Kenny. I don't know if they're of the creamy variety.
Creamy nugget, yeah.
But she did have this to say when asked about the latest with Jadeveon Clowney.
One, let me answer your first question. No, I do not anticipate him signing soon. And two, I think there's I wouldn't be surprised to see him sign with the Browns. That's how I answer that question.
So the Clowney watch is still on. Have you changed your opinion whatsoever on the likelihood of this going down? Because I've just assumed he's going to sign.
No, but wasn't he the guy who said that him not being in camp affected his play, but he's not going to be in camp? Is that true?
Yeah, he said that last year when they asked him at the beginning of last year's camp because he wasn't in. He signed with the Titans week one of the 2020 season, right?
Yeah.
And he said at the beginning of the 2021 season that he felt like not being there for the.
Is he maybe doing something? Yeah. But is he maybe doing something the same thing, like kind of what we want to do with Baker? Like, well, if there's an injury with one of these teams, maybe they're going to go, all right, the Browns want to offer him $9 million, but we just had so-and-so go down. Let's see if he'll take 12. Well, $3 million bucks. I don't know. I'm just thinking off.
But if it's just a miss, you know, sometimes you see veterans will miss things. But the problem with Clowney is he's just such almost a mercenary, like a rent-a-player.
Yes.
We're only getting him for a year or maybe two in this case. He's on his fourth team now. He has never been a first-team All-Pro. He's been a three-time Pro Bowler in his career. Has he earned this? Has he earned the right to just kind of parachute in?
Your market's your market. If teams are willing to have you, then yes, you've earned the right. It's that simple. If teams don't want him, then you no longer earn the right to do it. So your market will dictate what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do.
Do you wonder what his teammates think Do you wonder if his teammates are like, why do I have to?
I think they
why do
sit,
I have to be at everything?
I think they sit there and they think it's his business. Like, and as long as he backs up his business.
Doesn't Miles Garrett, who Miles Garrett, by the way, just signed with a new new agent? He signed with Clutch
Sports.
His representation. Do you think Miles Garrett's going? Why do I have to be at everything?
And I don't. And I'll tell you why. Like, Walter Jones is a Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame offensive lineman. He never went to camp. Ever went to camp. And they go,
yeah, certain guys don't.
As long as you handle your business, which is the bottom line.
Is Clowney handling his business? Like I said, he's never been an all-pro. He has been a three-time pro bowler.
I thought he handled his business last year
he
for
was?
The Browns.
Yeah, I thought he was
and
good.
I think that's what they ask. I don't think that Miles Garrett, I don't think, judges him based on Seattle or Tennessee or Houston. I think he judges him based on what he contributed to the Browns, and he was a nice contributor to the Browns last year.
That's it for about last night. We have somebody who wants to explain away.
Well, you want to
do that on the other side?
You want to do this on the other side? All right. When we come back, keep Jumbo there. He's going to explain the Guardians call. And if I had a paper out when I was 11, why couldn't I make money playing football? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. Rip my pants.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's during the break. They're ripped in the leg. They're not ripped where they usually would be ripped.
This has
the Duluths have finally come apart.
This has nothing to do with the Chinese food.
No,
that you had yesterday.
Nope. It's right in the middle of a thigh here. You can see it right front. I look like Vince Neil after the weight gain right now.
How many of those do you have?
I have 5 pairs, including this. So now I'm down to 4.
Okay,
these
you didn't get them all
6 years.
Well, you
these
didn't get them all at the exact same time, right?
No,
then
no,
they're
no,
all
no.
going to start falling
yep,
apart.
Yep.
They're like headlights. You got to change them both.
Yeah,
it's a shame. This was the second pair I bought. These are 6 years old.
That's good though. Six.
I got
years?
A lot of work out of them. Though. I got paint all over these.
Hell yeah!
All types of stuff. Big Jumbo in Maple Heights. Before we get to the NIL stuff, all right. Tell us about the Guardians overthrow. What you got,
gentlemen? Good morning. I was actually at the game. We were down in the club seats down there with my boys from our softball association.
Congratulations.
And we're all sitting there.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, doing well.
Well, we're with One Nation Sports, and we're doing great, man. We're one of the biggest in the country so right now, so it's not like it started slow, and now it's actually great. So we're down there, and our rules interpreter was actually right next to me.
Oh.
And what had happened, we didn't see the ball go out of play because we were on the first base side, so you couldn't see where the ball had went out of play.
Mm.
But once we went out of play, he starts yelling, he only gets third. And here's the difference. When it's a play on the infield, say a shortstop comes up, a guy's running the first, he throws the ball out of play. Because it's a throw, he will get one going to the base plus one. But since it's a pitch and the ball goes out of play, it don't matter when it happened, it's the base he had established plus one at the time of the pitch.
Okay.
Not the time of when it went out of play, but the time of the pitch. So when the guy pitched the ball, he was only established second. So he will get third, and that's it.
Here's how
I don't disagree with that. It's just a dumb rule.
Yeah, here's how I would change this going forward. Big Jumbo, you should have an inherent advantage if you are home versus away, where the ball should just always be in play, no matter where it goes. If it goes into the stands, then you have a lucky fan that gets to try to make a play a play.
I want to tell you that the big man had an inherent home advantage is that with the club seats, it was all you could eat. So it was basically a smorgasbord for the evening. Many dogs, gyro burgers,
any General Tso's,
you can imagine what that costs.
Why not?
Jums, I'm glad you had a good time, and I thank you very much for the clarification.
I did want to know.
I like Lima's thing there.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing my Guardians hat in left field and they hit one over the fence, but I catch it in the air,
the ball is always in play. Sure. You know, I think about it too. You know, like a lumberjack match in wrestling. That depending if it's hostile territory or not, depending where you land outside of the ring.
Yep. Got to be careful. Got to guard.
Do you have enemies out there or not?
Find out. You'll find out. I mean, Cincinnati in town, who knows who?
Well, the Ohio Cup's at play. And you don't know.
Who's the third man? That's the question.
Well, the problem is you show up with your Guardians jersey on, but then they rip it off and he's had a red jersey on the whole time.
The whole time.
Sam Weiss, his grandkids are there. I mean, you don't know. It's the Ohio Cup.
I had a paper route when I was 11. What do you think of that? If somebody would have been from the Massillon Independent and goes, Ken, you sell a lot of newspapers, you're good at football, which I wasn't. But if you were good at football, could I take the money at 11 years old? You want to do the NIL conversation now?
Yeah. Oh,
NIL conversation now.
We should let people know if you're just joining us that, because Owen's like, hey, you probably should mention that the Cavs have the 14th overall.
Oh, yeah,
pick.
They got the 14th overall.
There was just nothing little changed. Fanfare regarding, I just had no hope. We did the tankathon thing 1,000 times. We simulated it, and it was no surprise. Hey, the lottery started, Cavs 14th. All right, turn it off. I mean, that's how quickly it was yesterday.
Like, if we had a real shot to get number one, yeah. I would have tried to speak it into existence, but it was impossible. I mean, they sent Anderson Varejao there. Anderson Varejao wouldn't even accept the ring.
That's so right. I
don't think
that
they thought it was a big deal. And then, well,
he played on the team last year.
He played with technically, yeah. Boy,
oh, my God, that's right.
Man, was I upset.
He
about
was working
that.
Out in his garage,
holy
got the call,
cow.
And before you knew it, this wasn't ceremonial. Hey, look, Anderson, he's out there for a play. No, he ended up logging like 35 minutes a game.
Yeah, I remember that.
He'd been retired for 4 years.
That was part of his contract was, we'll let you do the draft pick.
So Cavs got the 14th overall pick, which is the equivalent of the Browns waiting until the third round to draft somebody.
I was going to say seventh round.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there
no,
you
they
go.
Can get somebody.
I was trying to be generous.
They can get somebody decent. You just never know at that
Boy,
state.
Two drafts this year with both Cleveland and with the Cavs and the Browns, and both are just kind of meh. In a lot of ways. Not that the picks are mad with the Browns.
Hey,
it was just,
you never know.
It wasn't the first round, and then you didn't even have the second round pick. Either way. So, I made the joke. I had a paper round. I was 11 years old. Now, I was allowed to make money. Because I when I first heard of this, I didn't like it. The possibility of NIL, I think of corruption. And I know I turn into Helen Lovejoy real quick. Can somebody please think of the children? The more I wanted to hear good reasons to be behind it, because this was just so drastically lopsided in the vote. And I believe what it's principals that got to vote for this on whether or not NIL was introduced to high school.
Yeah.
Athletes.
I wondered about that. Who exactly,
but I didn't want it. When I first heard about it, I was pretty against it. And then when I knew that they were going to vote about it, like, okay, let me see if I have an open mind here. Now, let me see if I can have an open mind, because I've listened to you about it, and I've listened to other sides about it. I still tend to be, can we wait until we see college work itself out for the next? Because we're only going into year two with NIL in college. It's year two, guys.
Seems like 30 years
it's been around. It seems like it's been around for 30 years. I know they talked about it for a year, then they did it, now they're doing it again. And we're starting to see some of the cautionary tales. And I think, by the way, I think the NCAA did that on purpose. I think they did it where they just let anybody do whatever they want. They knew there was going to be advantages taken. They knew there was going to be people who were upset. They knew there was going to be feelings hurt. So yeah. Now we can ask them to put in regulations, like Lane Kiffin talking about a salary cap, quote unquote, other coaches complaining, even some boosters complaining with certain schools. You got ADs who are now
already out
climbing for their jobs.
Wichita State.
Exactly. So I think the NCAA did that on purpose. I think they said just have at it, because they knew we were going to ask for him back.
The fact that you thought NCAA actually had a plan to begin with, that's a step up for their...
There you go. Well, it's a duplicitous plan, yeah. And that's why I thought they would have a plan. So I want to see give me 5 years in college sports before we go to the high school sports. However, there's been a couple of different caveats to this. In some of the other states, now I don't know if this was true with the OHSAA. I didn't see this part, and we're going to have a superintendent on coming up at 7:20 to talk about this. If it's to 18-year-old seniors, there's nothing I can do. That senior is an adult, technically. I know that there's like a weird, well, they're an adult, but they're not an adult because they're in high school, but they're 18. If they're 18, you know, I have a hard time telling an 18-year-old they can't make money. I have a very hard time doing that. And some of the other reasoning for it to not allow NIL in high school, it seemed a little bit flimsy. When we're talking about recruiting, guys, I think the OHSAA really waved the white flag on that 20 years ago.
My whole life there's been like recruiting in high school sports.
Yeah, but back when we were kids, it seemed that somebody tried to do something about it. But if we sat there trying to put forth in courts every single time where we thought there was recruiting, we'd never get out of court. We just never would. So I think the OHSAA kind of just is like, well, we don't condone it, but there's nothing really we can do about it altogether. And that's the way it feels. So if we're going, well, NIL is going to make them recruit, I think I couldn't fight you. I think you said it best yesterday, and I think Owen agreed with you, and even AA agreed with you. It's like, oh, all of a sudden, now St. Ed's going to get the good wrestlers? Like they haven't already got the good wrestlers?
From seven counties?
Ignatius and Ed's aren't going to get the good football players? Really? Maslin all of a sudden is going to get the good football players? Now, oh, okay. Like, you roll your eyes at some of that stuff. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, I would say, first of all, I think a lot of people are framing it the wrong way that I don't think. I want to hear from fans on this because we had a ton at the end of the show.
I want to hear from parents. I want to hear from teachers about it. That's what I want to hear from.
And by the way, I may have sounded like I wasn't going to have an open mind on this, and normally I don't have an open mind on anything. I will have an open mind on this because there is a slippery slope, and we're always worried about slippery slope. And yesterday I heard people bring up all the bad things and all the calamity and the chaos that's going to ensue when I actually think it's just going to be a bunch of free sweatshirts. Like I don't see this as the million-dollar seedy car dealership deals that you might see in certain college towns. I think people went to the nth degree on this. They went 0 to 100 without actually looking at what's happening in college. And I have the numbers of what's going to happen in college. Plus, we have the anecdotes. The Cleveland State women's basketball team, there were like four players that got NIL deals. Oh, my God. Our pets' heads are falling off.
My friend's daughter got an NIL deal.
They got free hoodies from Barstool Sports.
Is that it?
That's what they got. Okay. And they got some social media love. They got some retweets. That was their NIL deal, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think some of the local high school athletes are going to get when it comes to NIL? And I have the breakdown. This is opendoors.com because you know we love parenthetical citation, Ken, on this show.
Of course.
The average deal, because you're hearing about the million-dollar deals. You're hearing about the Caleb Williams. You're hearing, what are some of the bigger quarterback
Manning.
Deals?
Arch Manning, soon.
He's going to get what?
They're thinking $10 million bucks a year.
He's going to get $10
million. You get the uncles with Arch Manning. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Manning. So Open Doors has been monitoring all of these. The average compensation, and this includes all them, if you figure in the million-dollar deals, the average compensation for Division I athlete per deal, $664. Division II, $59. Division III, $43. The average compensation, what do you think high school is going to be in Northeast Ohio? If we're talking, what are they going to be? They're going to be free gear. They're not going to be these million-dollar back-alley deals and you're a slave to the dealership or a slave to the furniture company or a slave to the mattress guy. Like, that's not going to happen.
You make several good points. I have to issue a little bit of a rebuttal here to what you're saying, though, when we come back. 216-578-0092. Now, Greg Bancic is going to join us from Columbia Schools at 720. I want to know, should high school players, because the OHSA has roundly said no on this. Now, eventually, I think it will be here in Ohio, but there was a strong no vote to this in high school athletics. Should high school players be able to receive NIL in the state of Ohio? 216-578-0092. All that coming up. There's more Watson news. The Cavs have the 14th overall pick. And why you should absolutely be mad about last night's loss to the Reds. It's all coming up. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.